Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. I want to say thank you for joining AWM Live Radio Broadcast. We wanted to say thank you this Fall Friday. We just want to say thank you for taking the time, your lunch break. Just thank you for sharing this time with us this Friday. And we want to go in to talk about the topic today. And as I mentioned, this is fall. Season has now changed before the leaves on the trees have now changed. So with that being said, the topic is season changing, leaves are falling, but have the dead leaves in your life, my life, have they fallen? And what that means is that just like we look at the trees, just as we look at and we are in awe of how beautiful the reds, how it went from green to red to orange and yellow, and we see the array of the beautiful trees on the interstate or in fields or even in our final backyard. It gives us a joy, just a sense of this pleasure when we look at the beauty that is before us. But the one thing I want to say is that the purpose of that, it has a purpose. It's not just because it's beautiful and it's because of fall that's what happens. There's a purpose for why it happens, because as beautiful as these leaves are, they're actually dying, because eventually those leaves are going to fall to the ground, and then when spring comes, then a newness is going to then spring forth. So the same aspect is the same thing in our lives. When there is a change that could bring about an uncomfortability, a new desire, new awareness that's different, that is all a part of the same principle of the leaves that change from summer to fall. It has a purpose, because eventually it's going to bring about a newness. So with that purpose in mind, that's what this broadcast is going to be about, is that purpose. And it is to produce our, like I said weeks ago, that our authentic selves. When we had our featured guest speaker, the author of I Win, I Am a Survivor, that was one of the many things that she had spoke about, is about our authentic self. And is one of the other three things she mentioned is shadow, overcome, and pass. All of that has a purpose. And like the leaves on the branches, they have a purpose as to why they are changing colors. And the changing in our lives is to produce newness. Does it feel good? Absolutely not. But it has purpose for that. And that's the encouragement part about it. Because it's one thing to have a scab forming over your hand and it feels rough and your skin gets tight. But then the purpose in that, or the encouragement also in that forming, the scab forming, is that it's healing. That scab forming is because it's healing. It's becoming, it's actually forming a new layer of skin. So that newness has to take place, even though that process of change gets a little funky. It gets rough, it hurts, sometimes it cracks, all kind of stuff happens. So the same thing, same principle happens in our lives. But the hardest thing that I know I've realized is that when you're unable to identify that, when we're unable to identify the purpose, we know something is going on. We notice people in our lives are changing. We notice family may be becoming distant. We realize there is a change even in our desires, even in how we view things have now changed. But what helps us through that process is understanding that it's bringing about something greater. It's bringing about a newness. understanding, pretty much producing our authentic self, because it has to go through a process in order for us to really come into that full understanding of who we are, not where we've been, not what people have said, but really who we are. And just like the leaves, we understand that as they change, we understand that when springtime comes, those leaves that once fell on the ground were along. The lawn service came and picked them up, threw them away. That's not the last we're going to see of leaves. No, there's going to come a time where it's actually going to produce a newness. And that's what's an encouragement for us, is that there is a purpose for the detachment in our lives. There's a purpose for when we once thought like a child, as the scripture says, but now that I am a man or a woman, I no longer think that way. But then the process of that, you become uncomfortable. You may not be around the same people like you used to. You no longer have the same interest. It's because there's something different that is happening within us, and it's okay to embrace that. It's okay to flow down the stream of change, because if not, then we're going to continue making life harder by trying to go upstream when the flow is downward. And so that helps us to understand that even when we look at the aspect of a gardener understands when they have planted a fruit, for an example, or a vegetable, whatever they have actually planted, whether it be a flower, whatever it is, because that gardener understands that if there is weeds that start to come up, if there are thorns that start to come up, they understand that if they don't remove that, then and remove it carefully, because if he doesn't remove it carefully, then it could potentially kill off what he's growing or what she's growing. The same thing would happen in our lives. Things don't just uproot and just happen. It will be slowly over time. You notice conversations change. You know your thoughts and feelings change. People change. And then are becoming more aware in which you at one point you were not. Now you're more aware of your thinking. Now you're more aware of how you feel. You're more aware of who you bring into your life. You're more aware of these things. That's a change. But as the loving God that we serve doesn't do anything just abruptly to harm us. But he is so gentle and he's patient with us. So sometimes we begin to see things change in our lives. We kind of notice it. That's because there is a shifting. There is a change that is vital to our growth, to our well-being. So the leaves, going back to the tree example, those leaves have to change. They have to hit the ground, because in order for that growth or that authenticity in our lives to take place, that detachment or that change or that awareness has to take place. Because if not, the fulfillment of it, the fullness of it, the reason for it will never be able to come to pass. So like the branches on the tree, it has to be connected in order to have life from the vine. We sometimes are connected to things like past experiences or people that bring us no value or essentials into our lives. We need to take a look at the changes that fall brings, because the leaves to change and ultimately fall off the tree has a purpose. And again, it's not to harm or bring hurt or anything to the branches, but it's to produce new life, to bring about what spring has to offer, which is that newness. So at this point, I want to go to the scripture in John 15:1, and it goes into saying, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes. And again, every fruit is us. We are his fruit. We are God's fruit. We belong to him. And so sometimes in the courses of things changing in our lives, we tend to think that we have no purpose. There's no significance in our lives. There is no use for who we are. We haven't done anything. This person said this. This person has accomplished this. This person has that, or whatever it is going on around us. We tend to, again, measure ourselves because of that. But I want to remind you of this, that who we belong to, who we are in the eyes of God says that, look, you're already valuable. You're already, because it says every fruit that bears, understanding that every fruit that bears, every branch that bears fruit, he prunes. So that means that the only reason why the pruning, which means to cut back, it's because there is already goodness there. There is already evidence of what is good. But sometimes the situations that are uncomfortable, that are unfamiliar, sometimes it makes us feel as if we're not going to make it, or feel as if we're not good enough, or feel like everything negative that we've ever heard in our past is just beating down upon us. What we feel is if there is this is to confirm every negative thing that people have ever said to me. But I want to encourage you to say this. There is purpose for that cutting away. There is a purpose for that detachment. There is a purpose for that separation. There is a purpose for that uncomfortable feeling. It may not be people. It may not be situations. It may just be the awareness, the change within ourselves. Something that we may not have even recognized before, something we've never even put our mind onto before, that we're now noticing that, look, there is something different. I can't put my finger on it. I don't understand it, but there is something different. That has a purpose. And I encourage you to continue down that path to find out why. Because like I said, it could be people, it could be situations, it could be within ourselves because of our past, because of whatever it is that God intends for us to come into the knowledge of. There is purpose in that. And to encourage you to know that the pruning has purpose, and we have been called for a greater purpose. And so again, also wanting to look at this, some people, like I said, familiar situations or past experiences, we may have been showing evidence of growth, bearing fruit. But it's sometimes things, people, situations, our past, things we might not even be aware of, could actually be holding us back. Things that used to have interests or habits, desires, now change. We're no longer attaching ourselves to that. But again, it's easy to put your fingers together and then you slowly pull them apart. You can see that attaching, detaching, you know. But when it comes to that with people we have cared about, people we have shared experiences with, or past experiences we choose not to want to focus on, or things or situations in our lives, the detaching part of it, it's uncomfortable. It's unfamiliar, but it has a great significance to bring us into a greater place. And even at this point, I'm reminded of one of my many favorite quotes from I When I Am a Survivor, and it is, move out into fresh water that makes for your happiness. And that happiness to you may not look like the happiness for somebody else. Yeah, we would like to gravitate or glean off others and what seems to be pleasurable to them and make it easy for us, because sometimes it's easier to kind of follow the line, to trace the line that it is to make our own path, to understand our own destiny, to understand where we really have come from, how that really has affected us. You know, when we're children and are teaching us how to write our ABCs with those giant pencils and that giant letter A that has it dotted out and we have to follow it to learn, how it gets easy, you know, to follow, to trace the line. But when the dotted lines are taken away and we've got to take that time to understand, to be in that place of unfamiliarity, to be in that place of what's uncomfortable, so we can draw that line in our own mind. Because there is a time where a child is taught how to ride a bike with the wheels on the side, but then there's a time the child has to come off. The parent will see that the child knows, but because of that hesitancy, That child does not want to let go of those training wheels. So sometimes God will cut back, not that he wants to harm us or to hurt us, but simply because he sees the vital necessity of us getting to that finish line and what those weeds in our lives is actually taking from us. And so that uncomfortableness is taking off those training wheels, is taking off that comfortable feeling. So we can be able to trace that line, so we can be able to ride that bike. And then we see, oh, wait, I got this. But I want to encourage you, as I always try to, and that is, it's going to take time. It's going to take so much practice, but you can do it. And going back, like I mentioned, to pruning, cutting back. And again, it's going to take time, but it is going to be for your good to bring about those new leaves, like those leaves that we see in the springtime, even though half of us who may suffer from allergies may not always like the springtime. But when we look at the beauty and how the flowers come and how the trees get their leaves, it is possibly maybe just a moment of pleasure, but we see the beauty of it. We see the significance of the changing of the leaves, the harsh weather in the winter, to see the benefit, to see the ultimate purpose of why that process has to take place. And sometimes it is a change in our lives, career, family, people, neighbors, where you live, whatever it is, whatever change is vital in our lives, I encourage all of us to know that it is necessary. And then I also want to go to John 15 and 4 that reads, no man can bear fruit by itself. Again, every single one of our experiences, sometimes, for example, if you're a person who has this old shirt that you want to hold on to, it has such significant purpose and meaning in our lives. It is our blanket, that comfortable blanket. It could be either a teddy bear, a pet dog, or a blanket, a t-shirt, pair of pants, shorts, whatever it is. And you're wanting to keep that thing around, wanting to hold on to it, trying to literally convince yourself the value of it. Convince yourself that the holes in it or the smell, no big deal. But I want to let you know it is a big deal. When we try to patch the holes and spare our favorite or familiar people, situations, path, when we try to make reasons why we don't want to figure it out or why we don't want to actually dive into what this feeling is or what this change actually is, we're actually prolonging the inevitable, because change in the leaves is going to happen regardless. No matter how much we want to hold on to the shorts and the skirts and the dresses and the summertime, you can hold on to that all you want to. But let minus 15 degrees get your legs, and I guarantee you, you're going to find some pair of pants, because change is inevitable. The fulfillment of the purpose of the change is inevitable. And sometimes we can try to convince ourselves that, oh, it's okay, it may have a little odor, it may have a couple holes in it, but it's okay. Trying to convince ourselves of its use. But I want to encourage you also here. Our love, our care, how that past experience may have affected us, does not change our care or love for that person that may be detaching from our lives. Doesn't change how hard that experience was in our past. We can't decrease that. But what we can do is to learn how to let it go. And to learn is to go through that process. Whatever your process is, whatever my process is, whether it be sometimes it seems like you ain't got nobody around you, you paying a phone bill that no one calls, that you don't even know anything, or everything has changed or shifted in your life, and you're like, what in the world happened? Maybe that's a place of quietness. Maybe that's a place to get to know or to actually be in a place to hear, to understand why you're feeling the way you're feeling, why these changes are happening, why these certain things are becoming more frequent in our lives, why. And sometimes we can't really understand that or even to hear if there's so much going on around us, if there's so much noise, so much chatter, so much. So sometimes the pruning can also be so we can be in a place of quietness, get rid of all the noise. Because those things that we may have actually prayed for and we desire to have, this is actually the process of becoming in that. Because the Bible says that God's ways is not our ways. So he will have a way of doing something that we wouldn't even fathom that will be the route God will take. But it's actually going to get us to what we prayed for, what we desire for, or what God has promised us. And so this is also a reminder of something. I believe I may have said it before about stimuli and reaction, the cause and effect. This also plays a factor in there. We are no longer wanting the same effect and now seeking to locate the cause, to break free from whatever hold it may have had on us, whether it be guilt, hurt, pain, rejection, feeling of defeat, feeling of wanting to be in control, never feeling like you're in control, whatever it may have been. I'm letting you know you have that opportunity to change. So I encourage us all to allow the dead leaves in our lives to break away. And the other part I want to mention in verse 4 of chapter 15 in John says, must remain in the vine. We must. Must is a vital key element. We have got to stay or get connected to life. If people in your life who have brought you down, time to surround yourself with those who share the same values, beliefs as you, or even just embrace whatever the change is. And what I mean by that is that, for example, in the past, if all we heard is negativity about ourselves, you can't do it, you're not good enough, or just the negativeness, whether it be about our appearance, whether it be about our intellect, whether it be in comparing us to somebody else, whatever it is, I encourage us here. Whatever the dead stuff in our lives, whatever the dead leaves in our lives have meant to us, I want to encourage you with this one thing here. Don't wait for somebody else to come and put the leaf on your own tree. You have what it takes. Whatever somebody may have spoken to you that was negative, you can speak the positive in your own life. Don't wait for somebody else to come and tell you how good you look. Tell yourself that in the mirror. Sometimes we are the worst critics of ourselves because of where we may have come from, how our past may have affected us, and what I've learned at church and even reading the book, When I Am a Survivor. It's not about finding some kind of gadget or steps that can lead me back in time to change my path or to change that experience. But it's about understanding it. Be aware of it. Because when you're aware of it, that's the key. That's the vital moment in every human person's life, is that change, that awareness that you can now break out of to become my authentic self. And so now, if it is negative things that may have been spoken, you can change that. And if practice makes perfect, we have probably heard that since we were children. Keep riding that bike, practice makes perfect. Keep learning how to tie them shoes, practice makes perfect. Whatever it is, so it takes practice. Tell yourself every day, no, I'm not rejected. Yes, I am beautiful. Yes, I can do better next time. Because if we're used to the negative, if we're used to all those things, it's going to start within. We've got to believe that I'm not that anymore. I see what has happened, but I am not that. I am choosing not to. And I've mentioned before in weeks past or maybe months past about the steps, accepting, embracing it. Because, look, we can't change it. but we can accept it. So now we can be able to identify it, so we can be able to now make the change. Just imagine if a red leaf on a tree or an orange leaf on a tree in the middle of summertime is still clinging on to the branch because it doesn't want to fall. That will look very odd in the middle of summertime. We would recognize something is not right. Things in our lives, and again, that looks different for all of us. But I can rest assured that whatever season we're in, if we're in that season of fall, and that gives us to know that some things, some people need to change or being taken out, we're coming to a greater awareness. Things are becoming a little uncomfortable. Things are becoming different than what we're used to. I encourage us to embrace it, to let go of whatever it is, because I guarantee you one way or another, you will understand why. And then I want to take this time and go to the book, When I Am a Survivor. There are two quotes I actually want to read here. It's on page 158, and it reads, most of all, it takes allowing the ability you have within to operate, especially when making those careful, well-thought-out decisions that require adequate planning along with applying the right amount of good judgment. The second quote reads, there are times, even as adults, when it's not easy to deal with or handle the truth situation. And again, the truth will be that uncomfortable, because the one thing I have recently learned is that truth comes to bring about a change. For example, if you're, teenager who just is so antsy to get behind the wheel, but you never open up a DMV book, and you just go and you want to just learn how to do. But when you come into the awareness and the truth of the laws of the road, you can't go about it the same way. You've got to adjust your speed. You've got to be aware of the cars around you. You've got to be aware of when there's a school zone, when the buses come. You've got to be aware of those things. You come into the truth, so now you got to change. So truth brings about a change. And so going back to the book, it reads, it says, or handle the truth about situations that may be painful, but you have to. There's a consistent in life that never changes, and that is truth, in all caps. Truth is like a steady chair having four legs that are consistent with the weight placed upon it. As long as the weight is consistently adequate, usually guarantees to hold the weight. And that is a conclusion that I wanted to read from the book. And what's really important is that we have what it takes to move forward. Whatever the truth is in our lives, it comes to bring about a change. Yes, it will affect us, but it has purpose in our lives. And as believers, the bond is Christ. He's the truth. He's the one that we can connect to. He's the one that can help us on this journey, because when he comes, he brings truth, because that's who he is. And when he does that, it's for a greater good. No, we're not always going to know it at that moment unless we choose to reveal it, but I guarantee you it has such a greater purpose. So I encourage all of us to just be encouraged wherever you find yourself today, whether you're in the season of fall or whether you're not. But I can guarantee you this, all of us experience fall in our lives. But hopefully this will help you to be able to recognize it so you can go with the flow of the season. So thank you again, everyone, for taking your time out with us. I thank you, and I pray that you all have a blessed, safe day and weekend. Till the next time, be blessed.